Narrated Imran, may Allah be pleased with him. Once we were traveling with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and we carried on traveling till the last part of the night, and then we halted at a place and slept deeply. There is nothing sweeter than sleep for a traveler in the last part of the night. So it was only the heat of the sun that made us to wake up, and the first to wake up was so-and-so, then so-and-so, and then so-and-so. The narrator, Auf, said that Abu Raja had told him their names, but he had forgotten them. And the fourth person to wake up was Umar bin al-Khattab. May Allah be pleased with him. And whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to sleep, nobody would wake him up till he himself used to get up, as we did not know what was happening, being revealed to him in his sleep. So Umar got up and saw the condition of the people, and he was a strict man. So he said, Allahu Akbar, and raised his voice with takbir, and kept on saying loudly till the Prophet, peace be upon him, got up because of it. When he got up, the people informed him about what had happened to them. He said, there is no harm, or it will not be harmful. Depart. So they departed from that place, and after covering some distance, the Prophet, peace be upon him, stopped and asked for some water to perform the ablution. So he performed the ablution, and the call for salah was pronounced, and he led the people in salah. After he finished from the salah, he saw a man sitting aloof who had not offered salah with the people. He, peace be upon him, asked, oh, so-and-so, what has prevented you from offering salah with us? He replied, I am Janub, and there is no water. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, perform tayammum with clean earth, and that is sufficient for you. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, proceeded on, and the people complained to him of thirst. Thereupon he got down and called a person. The narrator Auf added that Abu Raja had named him, but he had forgotten, and Ali and ordered them to go and bring water. So they went in search of water, and met a woman who was sitting on her camel between two bags of water. They asked, where can we find water? She replied, I was there, at the place of water, this hour yesterday, and my people are behind me. They requested her to accompany them. She asked, where? They said, to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. She said, do you mean the man who is called the Sabi, with a new religion? They replied, yes, the same person. So come along. They brought her to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and narrated the whole story. He said, help her to dismount. The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked for a pot. Then he opened the mouths of the bags and poured some water into the pot. Then he closed the big openings of the bags and opened the small ones, and the people were called upon to drink and water their animals. So they all watered their animals, and they too all quenched their thirst and also gave water to others. And last of all, the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave a pot full of water to the person who was Janub and told him to pour it over his body. The woman was standing and watching all that which they were doing with her water. By Allah, when her water bags were returned, they looked like as if they were more full of water than they had been before. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered us to collect something for her. So dates, flour, and sawik were collected, which amounted to a good meal that was put in a piece of cloth. She was helped to ride on her camel, and that cloth full of foodstuff was also placed in front of her. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to her, we have not taken your water, but Allah has given water to us. She returned home late. Her relatives asked her, oh, so-and-so, what has delayed you? She said, a strange thing. Two men met me and took me to the man who is called the Sabi, and he did such and such a thing. By Allah, he's either the greatest magician between this and this, gesturing with her index and middle fingers, raising them towards the sky, indicating the heaven and the earth, or he is Allah's messenger in truth. Afterwards, the Muslims used to attack the pagans around her abode, but never touched her village. One day, she said to her people, I think that these people leave you purposely. Have you got any inclination to Islam? They obeyed her, and all of them embraced Islam. Abu Abdullah said, the word Sabah means the one who has deserted his old religion and embraced a new religion. Abu al-Aliya said, the Sabiun are a sect of people of the scripture who recite the book, Psalms of Sabiun. They used to live in Iraq. They were neither Jews nor Christians,